Bill, I don't know what to do.
Easy now. Just relax. And tell me everything from the beginning.
He was just gone one day, and I got these telephone calls from these people.
Who are you referring to?
They were led by a girl, and she was awful. Phil, awful.
This girl, does she have a name?
Probably. I don't know it. The only thing I know is they kidnapped my boyfriend. I've talked to them several times on the phone. I even met them. They want me to steal some of my father's work.
Your father's work?
Yes, they want a file, a document of some kind.
Who are these people?
I don't know. I've no idea.
Try to remember. Are they foreign people? From Europe?
Hello, I'm Mike.
I'm also Mike.
And I'm Daryl.
I'm Lindsay. This is,
it's a sad day here.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to start off this episode this way. We've all experienced, a pretty big loss. And
yeah,
we're still trying to process it.
The loss of a sound file that we will mourn forever.
Yes.
I'm grieving now.
Yes. We watched.
It's hard.
We watched the impressive Russian Terminator.
It was the greatest movie that we've watched out of the six or so movies that we've watched.
Well, I mean, it was great for.
I even close.
Come on, this is not the time for that.
Yeah,
this is for reflection.
We don't talk ill about
Russian Terminator.
The movie
about those who have passed.
The movie should die.
It's still in the archives of the Danish film industry.
Yeah, it's still on YouTube.
Yeah.
And my point about it not being great is that the director made a whole bunch of other movies that I think are probably very similar to that one.
Well, I'm saying it's the greatest movie that we watched for this podcast. So
the greatest Danish made movie. Yes,
it was pretty awesome.
I mean, it definitely had great jackets. But
it did.
Yeah. So what happened?
And ninjas.
Well,
here's the thing. Is this movie left us on probably the highest high we've had.
Yeah.
After watching the movie.
I'm
still talking about it, and this was like 2 months
ago. And this feels,
ago.
Now this is just the withdrawal from that high, and it feels awful. There's no way to remember it.
Yeah.
There's not even any way to chase it. I mean, there is, but.
Yeah, it's the chasing, you can trace the Russian Terminator, but
it
goes nowhere.
It just turns into the Russian ninja in it.
And then you.
So let's get the cat out of the bag. The Russian Terminator was not even a Terminator.
No, not
there
at all.
It was no robot. It was.
He was a ninja.
He was a ninja. That's
ninja.
Correct.
Sorry. How about. So this is a movie that was made after The Terminator.
Correct.
And this was a movie made by Danish
director Mats Helga.
By a Danish. He was delicious.
Starring an all Danish and Swedish cast.
That were all playing Americans.
They think they're doing American accents, but only one of them is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is it takes place in the West. Just the West.
I think it's just in America.
The West.
Where they're the West that has castles.
Yeah.
In Hobart, Oregon.
Also, Hobart. Like, you know, Lamborghinis stuck in the snow and women trying to start them.
But, see, we're just remembering kind of snapshots of the
this
movie.
And that.
We watched it like a month ago and we recorded a podcast about it and we can see the podcast on the computer.
Yeah, but the file, there's no audio.
There are
a very
sound
bizarre
waves
thing.
That are visible in the sound software.
It's
how is it that
the
they
computer.
Are silent sound waves?
Yeah, when I said we were trying to process it still, that was quite literal. We're still trying to process it.
Yes.
I don't think the computer will ever
like
succeed
actually,
in processing
no.
it. Yeah,
I mean, we tried all the things like banging on it, putting
stuff
into it, turning it off and turning it back on again, which solves 100% of problems.
110% of problems.
So this
but
was,
not this one.
This
not
was a movie essentially not about a Russian Terminator.
No.
He was in the movie.
No.
But
hardly about a Russian.
But he was about... The Russian Terminator was actually a ninja, and he was barely in the movie.
He's like the seventh most important character.
Yeah.
The
he's
movie
the Dolph
was...
Lundgren of, I guess, wherever he's from.
Russia.
He's
from Russia.
Well, he's from Russia.
That's one thing we know about him. He's Russian, and he's not a Terminator.
Yep.
Those are the two things we know about him.
Well, I'm sorry. This actor, he might be Russian. He might be a guy pretending to be a Russian, because everyone else in the movie is
he's
a
also...
guy pretending to be another guy.
Yeah.
No, he's also Scandinavian.
Oh, is
Scandinavian
actor Magnus Söderblad.
That's a sweet name.
That is
a
really
great name.
Yeah, it is.
Way better than Dolph Lundgren.
So essentially, this is a movie about an American man who is
his name is Mark Robinson.
An American man whose daughter is in trouble because her boyfriend has been kidnapped.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, that's not Mark Robinson. Sorry,
I know.
This is going to be a confusing episode,
yeah,
everyone.
This
just
is already
us.
Confusing. I'm already lost.
I mean, it's already the title is already wrong.
Yeah. We're just going to talk for a little while and then add a whole bunch of sound clips from the movie.
And then cry. Cry.
We just wanted to get something out because it was such a good movie. We can't just let it go by the wayside.
We wasted all that time watching Russian Terminator / Ninja.
Yeah, we're going to have something.
Not that watching
it
is a waste of time.
No,
I totally recommend finding it. And maybe some other films by this guy. So, if they're anything like this, they're great.
I'm just going to try to quickly summarize what this movie was.
Do you want
to
do it?
So this movie, I'm not going to do it
in 90
seconds. This movie was essentially a movie of sleuthing. Of stalking. So essentially, a man has some very secret and very powerful papers.
Yeah. Yes, papers.
That a lot of people are after. People need these papers. They're essential to something.
If they were stolen by Carmen Sandiego, stop for all time the possibility of peace between Russia and the U.S.
So there is a Carmen Sandiego who is after these papers, and she believes that in order to get these papers, she needs to leverage something. That something being a... Let's see if I can make this make sense.
Have you got the papers?
Yes. I've got the papers. You got my boyfriend?
Of course we got him. I've got him. Who do you think we are? A bunch of assholes?
The daughter of the owner of these papers' boyfriend.
Daughter of the diplomat
is
enlisted by the terrorists to steal the papers from her dad's office.
Yes, yes. Because her boyfriend has been kidnapped by them. So she's trying to get her boyfriend back.
From a creepy sex dungeon.
Yeah, from a sex addict.
Sex addict, yeah.
It was a sex addict.
Yeah, but he was also in a dungeon.
Oh,
so
that's true.
If it's owned by a sex addict, it's probably a sex dungeon.
It's the dungeon that... Chevy Chase was watching those old film reels in National Lampoon's
Christmas
Vacation.
Yeah.
So essentially, this woman's walking around trying to get these documents. She's not any sort of professional. She's just like a 20-year-old who's on her own and confused and looking like a modern day Chola video girl, like a white Chola video girl. Like I would imagine seeing her ghostwriting. Like in a Gwen Stefani video or some sort. Ghost Riding the Whip, whatever.
What she looks like is a Playboy Playmate, which is what she was.
Yes.
So which is why she wears a lot of like big bulky sweaters.
In Denmark.
So this woman's father, who is a diplomat, who is the owner of these papers, he enlists the help of some sort of secret agent dude who is George Lucas / Kenny Rogers.
I think
who
he
had a
looks
sweet
like
shirt.
Lucas.
Who had a sweet shirt.
Sweet sweater.
A sweet space sweater. And sweet also a Lambo
board game sweater.
I think it was a Lamborghini.
No, he was just using that Lambo for the photo shoot.
Oh yeah, he was a photographer.
He just found that.
He was a photographer, and then he was enlisted by the only American sounding
like
Danish person.
Everywhere.
Yeah, he's
who is the diplomatic father who has these papers. Essentially,
because when you're a photographer, you always have some sort of side job.
Of course, you have to.
You're always good
at some
sort of combat.
Yeah,
I also have it on very good authority that the Russians are going to send in their best man. And I do mean their very best. Now, naturally, we can't afford to let them have all the glory, so we've decided to send in you.
I don't take assignments like this anymore. I am retired.
Not even for $200,000?
No, I'm sorry.
Mr. Robinson, you do remember Berlin, 1987, don't you? Come on, Mr. Robinson, Berlin.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I have a box at home. Your Luger's in it. Your fingerprints are all over it. You do remember where they found it, don't you?
I was never involved. I had nothing to do with that.
I know that. But if I have to, I'm going to nail your butt to the wall.
He enlists Kenny Rogers / George Lucas to follow his daughter around to figure out what's happening.
Yeah.
And so this old man starts following around this young girl. He stays about 20 feet behind her the whole time. She doesn't notice.
and he's about as sneaky
as the real George Lucas would be
as a 55-year-old aged overweight man would be, like a tired old man.
think about your grandfather sneaking up on you.
That's exactly how this man sneaks up on you. It doesn't take that long for the Russian Terminator to show up.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't show up in a lot of scenes, and not for very long, but he's there. He is following George Lucas / Kenny Rogers around. Yeah. So imagine a movie where there is a young woman who's trying to break into places that she doesn't really have the ability to break into, being followed by George Lucas, being followed by a ninja.
Russian Terminator, who is actually a ninja.
A ninja that likes to leave throwing stars just laying around.
Yeah,
yeah. See, in Russia, the word Terminator is just translated to ninja.
Yeah.
And then in Danish, it's just translated to ninja.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, because Russia got their word Terminator from their neighbors, the Japanese.
Yes.
Who applied it to the ninja.
Yeah.
In olden times.
Well, it is an Asian continent. So,
so the young woman's name is Eve. And at one point, her friend, Phil, becomes the other main character who is stalking around.
They've been best friends since she was a child.
Yeah. And they made a point to say that a lot.
I've been your friend since... I don't remember when. We've probably always been friends. We grew up together.
Yeah, he could be George Lucas Jr.
Him and the actor look startlingly similar. It's kind of weird.
So they have a big fight in a, what is it called, a sauna?
Bathhouse.
Yeah,
sauna. And then they become fast friends, and then they spend the whole movie walking around and killing everybody they see.
Essentially, this movie is full of the slowest fighting that you'll ever see.
Yeah,
the slowest choreography.
Yeah, I remember making the point that it was like Zack Snyder's inspiration for every action movie he's ever done since this.
And the worst... I don't know if it's the worst, but it's the worst I've seen. American accents.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awful. Well, all they're doing is speaking.
Why would Ninja do this?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you bastard.
You bastard.
What do you think we are?
Bitch.
What do you think we are? A bunch of aceholes?
Aceholes?
I assure you, he's quite all right.
I'll make sure of that.
You bastard.
Oh, no. Let's not get upset here. Everything is under control. Your boyfriend is all right, and you're all right. We've only got one problem, and that is we need the papers, and you need your boyfriend. Am I right?
What are you going to do to him?
Nothing.
Nothing. If we get what we want.
You downright vicious bitch.
You'll get further instructions when you meet us.
I will be there.
Yeah, it was like Johnny Dangerously.
It was very Johnny Dangerously.
Knock down this fucking wall.
Yeah, another Johnny Dangerously moment was when she asked the kidnappers, "Why are they so important to you?" And the answer was, "Let's just say they're very important."
Yeah, all the dialogue was extremely flat. I remember someone making the comment that this movie was essentially a movie that seemed like it was written by a 10-year-old who hadn't really learned how to cuss yet, because there was no nudity in the movie.
Yeah, which is really surprising since there was a Playboy playmate.
Yeah,
you see
her in a bikini for a while.
That's for like 2 seconds.
Yeah. In fact, in the fight scene between George Lucas and George Lucas Jr. is like, you know, mostly them in pretty like scantily clad, but you see her in a bikini for maybe a few seconds. Yeah. Everything else is just like big 90s bulky sweaters.
Yeah,
I think we see
more skin on the guy with his really short shorts.
That's right, because George Lucas was wearing a bathrobe at that point.
Yeah, we saw some white, wet boxer shorts.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
he was wearing like
shorts.
Everlast boxing shorts.
Yeah, I mean, they had the big Everlast logo on them.
Yeah.
Real boxer shorts.
Yes, like Muhammad Ali boxing shorts.
Yeah, we're not talking about boxer briefs or something. This is like...
Yeah, and basically all like the dialogue and sort of plot points were just kind of handed. Like, it would be like, we should meet at that place we talked about earlier.
Since you're my friend since we were young.
The Blue Turkey Discotheque.
The file number is 71601. I'm going to give you 12 hours to get it,
or he will die. Meet me at the Blue Turkey Discotheque with the papers tonight.
Or like...
The Blue Turkey Discotheque.
There was some good stuff, too. Like, what should we do? We kick some aces.
to establish that George Lucas and George Lucas Jr., after their little fight, are still friends, it's... That's what friends are for.
Yeah.
Yep. Basically, what this movie is about.
What a thug about.
What I find this movie about.
What? Is actress Hella Michelson here?
Hello. So essentially, this movie is about everybody wanting these papers. The papers end up being taken by the ninja and never reappear. The ninja takes these papers. why would Ninja do that? No one knows.
Ninja
would do that. But he leaves a throwing star behind, so you know that he's taken these papers.
It's like his calling card.
That Ninja. Whose side is he on? Without luck, he has to be on the bad guy's side. Yeah, but there's something that doesn't fit.
Why does the Ninja steal the papers?
After he takes these papers in the middle of, or like the end of the second act.
Yeah, that was toward the end of the movie.
Yeah, it was like at the end of the second act, beginning of the third act, he takes these papers. They matter after that.
It just becomes about saving this kidnapped and then, boyfriend of Eve.
And then the second part of this movie is the boyfriend who is kidnapped. But then once the big end scene fight happens at the castle and everybody leaves, nobody thinks to get the boyfriend.
No. Yeah,
they all leave him there. There was no point to this movie.
Yeah.
Except to see the Russian ninja.
Yes.
Just.
Totally ninja the fuck out.
And they also
of a helicopter.
They rented a helicopter for about 5 hours.
Yep.
Because that's all they could afford.
They parked it outside this castle.
Yeah, and they
weren't allowed to fly it more than like 30 feet off the air.
They utilize it as much as possible.
And they do.
I think I don't even think they got 30 feet. I think about 15 feet.
I think it was tied down by about 12 ropes.
Yeah, no. I'll say
the entire height of the helicopter.
Oh, okay.
From the top. From,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That makes total sense because there is a scene where the Russian Terminator actually exits the movie by following one of the bad guys who hops into a helicopter to leave. He follows him. He jumps up as the helicopter's taking off.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a shot from underneath to make you think that the helicopter's higher up.
Yeah, it looks
air.
Like the helicopter's probably like 40, 50 feet up in the air.
Yeah, the guy jumps up. The ninja jumps up and he pulls the bad guy out of the helicopter.
Yeah.
And then pulls himself up in and just leaves.
Yeah.
He leaves. And then we see
the
bad guy fall.
Pilot was really indifferent on who he
took. The Russian Terminator pulls the bad guy down.
Yep.
Throws him onto the ground, and then they cut to a wide shot, and he falls about 10 feet.
Yeah.
Not even 10 feet.
No.
Like 5 feet.
It's almost like he touched the ground with his foot.
Yeah.
like 1 foot touched the ground before the
ridiculous.
Other left the helicopter.
Yeah.
It's like when you jump out of the window onto the porch.
Basically. Yeah.
And if you don't believe us, there's GIFs on the webpage to see this.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
This movie was, it left us in a weird euphoric state. It truly did. Yeah. We were all really weirdly giggly after. It was like...
I recall the word jazzed being used a lot.
Yeah.
Like we...
During that episode.
Well, it ends with one of the people saying, "Don't worry, our people are tying up all the loose ends."
Yeah.
I imagine they'll find Eve's boyfriend.
That was the end of that was the last line.
Officer, they were speaking
entire movie. They were practically speaking directly into the camera, like, "Don't worry, audience, we're going to tie up the loose ends after the movie is over.
We'll do it for you."
That's how you tie up loose ends. You didn't know that? You just tell people you do.
Yeah. So this movie kind of left us in if you've ever been up more than like maybe 36 hours and you're in that weird loopy, like you just don't
too tired to sleep.
We were all left in that state. We didn't have any particularly like long or hard days.
No.
This movie did that. This movie had a real effect.
This movie Russian terminated our asses.
It did.
It terminated
our brains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was Russian Terminator. I wish we had like the actual file for you because I think that probably would have been much more entertaining than having us try to remember the movie a month later.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of notes here. I'm just gonna
just read them all.
Some random
read them all
here.
Read
random
them thoroughly,
things.
Line by line.
Here we go. Please. Mark and Phil are now sneaking around the castle where Carmen Sandiego and Sherman are. Phil has a crossbow and shoots Hacksaw Jim Duggan with it.
Oh man, I forgot about the crossbow and Jim Duggan. That was awesome.
I do also have my notes here, and I do have a line here about what the movie should have been called, and my idea was Slow Ninja, the number 2 death. Slow Ninja 2 death.
This movie would have been infinitely better if Dolph Lundgren was an actual Terminator.
This guy's basically a Dolph Lundgren impersonator. The really weird thing about
he was super small.
I guess so. He wasn't. Yeah, that's right. He was no Daniel Bernhardt. But the weird thing about the movie is that Russian Terminator. This guy, the Russian ninja, they never call him the Terminator in the movie.
They say
ninja like 2 times and ninja like 12 times.
Well, the alt title of this movie is...
The real title is Russian Ninja. And the weird thing is that they took this movie out of all of Mats Helge's movies and actually distributed it in America, which he's made a bunch of these movies, and I think this is the only one.
Yeah.
And they did that, I guess, so they could call it Russian Terminator. But there's no Terminator.
It's literally a ninja.
Yeah.
It's not like they're capitalizing on the Terminator craze by taking some Danish movie and distributing it. This is not a Terminator movie.
Yeah. And this movie isn't about... anybody in the movie because there are too many people and it's actually not. I mean, it starts off kind of on the Kenny Rogers /
George Lucas.
George Lucas dude, and you think it's about him, but it really isn't. But it's also not about the daughter. It's also not about the Terminator.
Yeah.
It's also not about the bad guys.
It's just it's like someone tried to make an omelet and just threw a whole bunch of crap in there and mixed
Terminator
it
himself. For absolutely no character in this movie except for one. There is one scene that I wrote down in my notes.
Is it that Asian girl who was posing with the Lamborghini?
Was it the picture of the Lynx?
No, it was the scene at the disco. So, it's right after, Kenny Rogers and George Lucas Jr., have bonded over, like, beating the shit out of each other half naked.
Well, what are we going to do now? Let's kick some asses.
So they're at the discotheque. They walk in. Why they're there, it's not even that clear. They're trying to find this other Russian woman.
Carmen Sandiego goes there. That's why they
yes,
there.
That's right. Yeah, we're not actually talking about
in
the real Carmen
jeans.
Sandiego. There's a woman who is just the all-black Carmen Sandiego.
And she wears the Carmen Sandiego hat.
That's right. There's two terrorists.
Instead of red, it's just all black.
Yeah, there are two terrorists slash kidnappers. one of them is Carmen Sandiego, and one of them is a guy named Sherman. And they seem to be of no known affiliation. They're just terrorists.
The only thing that Sherman does of note in this movie is he's terrorizing the girl's boyfriend that they've taken hostage for these papers, and he takes his gun and just he just kind of like very loosely
like puts it in his face.
Flaccidly rubs it all over this boyfriend's face.
He's trying to give him
in
goosebumps.
His eye.
Yeah, like in his eye and stuff. Just very like
it's like
very homoerotic.
You know what this gun
you
is
like
been?
The way that gun feels on your face?
Put it in your eye, guy.
Yeah.
The put it in your eye guy.
Put it in your eye guy.
That's him.
That's Sherman. The put it in your eye guy.
Okay, so what happens
there's the shy guy and then there's the put it in your eye guy.
Well, all right.
Not in Mario 2, though, is it?
Oh, okay, so at this disco, I guess to establish that there are no good guys or bad guys or anything, that this movie just isn't anything. Just guys. They walk into the disco, and they encounter two people in the coat room. They're not bouncers. They're just regular guys. Just guys leaving the club.
Yeah.
And they beat the shit out of them, and then they steal their watches.
Yeah.
For no reason.
And then they leave.
For no reason.
Then they just walk into the club.
Yeah.
They just beat the shit out of two guys and walk away.
And then they get in the club, and they see Carmen Sandiego, and they just start opening fire.
Yes, just start
on like
shooting
a crowd of people.
Yeah.
Bullets firing everywhere.
And then there's another ninja.
And by the way, the club should... The club, it just looks like a high school dance. It's just all these like nerdy 14-year-old guys just standing around girls and looking at them and dancing awkwardly
and
with them.
And just lamps of different heights.
Yes.
There was a lot of lamps.
Yes. Lots of lamps.
The lamp emporium.
So as you said, there's no good guys in the movie. But there is one, the Russian Terminator. The Russian ninja. Because this Russian ninja is like, he's not really affiliated with the Russians. He's like a force for good.
They did say he was with the KGB.
The CIA and the KGB hate him, but the Russians and the Americans all love him.
Yes.
That's
bizarre.
He's like an international Robin Hood.
They establish him as a chaotic neutral, which is not a good person.
He's a chaotic good.
No. He's a chaotic neutral because... If the bad guys don't like him and the good guys are like, you know, whatever.
They don't know who he is. They don't trust him, but maybe they would like him if they got to know him.
Yeah, they're like Algeria. Not very... No one trusts you, but...
They're like Algeria.
You get to know nothing about this Russian Ninja.
No one needs to know anything about this.
You get to know nothing about him, not even his name, because they say that no one knows his name.
You got some more information about that Russian Ninja crap that fool told you about before he died?
He's more of a legend, a human equalizer between East and West. The Americans and the Russians love him. CIA and KGB hate him.
I see. Right.
He doesn't really talk, I don't think, ever.
Yeah.
He might, at the very end, but very little.
When he
little.
Says go.
Yeah, that's about it. You know nothing about his intention. He leaves, accomplishing nothing. I don't even know where those papers are because he's shirtless at the end.
Yeah.
Like, there's nowhere for his papers to be. I don't think he has pockets in his pants.
Russian ninja's got a tight butthole.
They're like baggy pants.
Yeah,
ninja pants.
I don't think hammer pants have pockets, though.
So they're going to be all sweaty and everything.
Yeah. What's he going to do? He doesn't even know
Maybe
what
that's the Terminator part of him. Maybe he's got a butthole Terminator.
He's got a butthole Terminator. He doesn't have a Terminator's butthole.
So
he has a butthole Terminator.
He terminates buttholes?
Yep. I think that would be in the front.
Document storing butthole Terminator.
It'll terminate a butthole, but it'll keep documents.
Yes.
So it's like a lockbox of some sort?
Yeah, it's kind
of
like in Jurassic Park where they have the fake
the
Barbasol.
The end.
That's right.
It's like that, but Terminator butthole.
So his butthole would say,
His butthole says, his butthole says T-1000 on it.
These are all not things that happen in the movie.
It says, I'll be fine.
So just to be clear.
I think we just hit a most ridiculous point in our career so far.
Yeah, well, another, this, one this thing movie that, is bringing us back.
One thing that
See,
does happen
that,
in the movie.
It has a physical effect on you. Just Just talking about it now, like a month and or so later, and we have...
Oh, man.
Okay, I also have a note here about the really really slow car chase in the, I think it was like a birdseed lumberyard.
Yeah.
They're just driving around this huge outdoor area with all these giant, like, shelves that with giant bags of dog food or birdseed or something on them.
Yeah, oh, your standard industrial yard.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was something that happened in the movie. Another thing that happened was Mark wearing a sweater with a spaceship on it that looked like the Transformer Jetfire.
Yeah,
there was also a cameo by one of the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I forgot about the bad that guy.
Yep, he's one of the he's one of the heavies.
Heavies.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right.
In the castle, there are tons.
Street toughs are just heavies, street and there are so many heavies.
All of the they all die. they're only there to die.
No blood, they just die.
Yeah, it's kind of like Hollow Point where there's not like gore or like blood or anything. People, there's just a high body count.
Yeah.
Yes, just there. And in fact, there's no blood in this movie.
No, no blood, no boobs.
There's blood at all.
A ten year old wrote this and was like, "This is cool.
Check out my action movie."
Yeah. It was a Danish adult with the English language skills of a 10-year-old.
Yeah. I don't believe
actually,
it.
No, there is blood. I'm sorry. During that like very homoerotic fight scene.
Which one?
That's right. George Lucas Jr. gets punched in the face a lot, and he starts to bleed.
Yeah, he starts to bleed from the forehead, and then just wipes it away with like a napkin.
Yes, and it's just no scab. It's just
good thing this blood didn't come out of any sort of cut in my skin.
Yeah, it looked like a ketchup packet.
Bad.
Yeah, there's a reason why he's worth $200,000, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I've also got the sentence here. That black commando tried to kill you.
Yes.
And that is something that George Lucas's wife says after a home invasion by a ninja. So he was in an all black costume, which is why she calls him a black commando.
Yeah. Black commando.
Yes. Yep.
Which would have been even a better name for the movie.
Black commando.
Black commando. Black
commando.
That would have been more misleading than Russian Terminator. Yeah.
By the way, the cover for this movie is great because the cover really does make you believe that there's going to be some kind of metal.
There's a picture of a cyborg on the cover.
There's a cyborg on the cover.
I was so excited to see some robots.
There's zero robots.
I don't even think there's a computer.
There's more like office space than
buildings are. They're not even places where important papers would be kept.
They're opening
department.
Like,
it's just like
they're opening like blueprint drawers, and then they find a ninja star.
Yes, it's like they went to the State Department of Fish and Game office or something.
Yeah,
it was because there was
looking for posters that you could hang on their wall.
There were just like pictures and stuff of wildlife all over.
Links on the wall.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then just like maps everywhere. Like that's But all of these places, despite like what the inside looks like, they are all heavily, heavily guarded by soldiers who carry huge guns, and they like just
in military uniform.
That's right,
uniform, and they stalk out in the woods, just waiting for people to like breach the perimeter and kill them.
Yeah, that brings me to the most important point I have to make before we end, which is a note to terrorists: if you're going to kidnap somebody and then try to force another person to try to steal some papers for you, you have to make sure that that is a person who has access to the place where you're trying to get the papers from.
Correct,
because like this girl is sneaking around her dad's office.
She was estranged.
She's not allowed to get there. She's not allowed to go in there either.
Yeah.
She is risking life and limb by trying to sneak the papers out of her dad's office. I mean, why don't the terrorists just go in there themselves?
Yeah. I mean, she even gets her friend to kill two of the guards who are, like, you know, in these warehouses. She kills two people. Yeah. Like, terrorists could have just done that.
Just disintermediate the middleman if you're a terrorist. If you know where the papers are and you know every detail about them, which apparently you do because she brings you the papers and then you say, one of these is missing. Just steal them yourself. That's all I have to say.
Now, I have a very important message for
terrorists.
People who are hired as a retired undercover agent.
Okay.
If somebody hires you to find out what's happening to their daughter, and then you find out, you should then go and report that to the person who hired you to find out what is going on with your daughter.
Yeah,
instead
what's the
of,
deal?
Instead of following them around for another week watching that daughter get closer and closer to danger.
Yeah, he did more than was requested of him.
He served. I don't know about that.
Maybe he's just that good. He just goes above and beyond.
Yeah, that's why you hire him. That's why he's worth the $200,000 he's getting paid.
And
that is right. That's what he got paid.
Yeah. Yeah. So are we gonna do ranks for this?
I don't know. I think we're have this as like an emergency episode that we can like drop in at some
This is going in, man.
Yeah.
This was actually pretty good. I was surprised.
I wanted to go in.
Okay, so this is
in all the way.
Okay, so now this episode comes after
I'm going in.
Hollow Point. Airs.
Bonus. Just to get it out before.
Wait, what?
This is all gonna be in the episode.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No.
Oh
shit. I've been talking dumb.
You talk dumb.
I be talking dumb.
Our people are tying up all the loose ends right now. I imagine they'll find Eve's boyfriend. Let's go.